This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by
Frida Liu
and Christine Wong.
Today we will be talking to you about work-life balance, kind of, or rather, the yearly review season is upon us, and many of us may be chasing more zeros in our paychecks. But aside from more money, what other perks should we be considering? We're asking you guys to give us some feedback regarding that. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Some suggestions have already come in. Since 10 a.m. this morning. That's what we're running with throughout the show. Story number two, how to go on a low-information diet. Mm-hmm. Story number three, how South Korea is hotting up in terms of there may be some serious competition for Netflix over there. And then story number four, how many goals should you have at once? So let's start off with this work-life balance, or rather, what perks do you want of your going into the new year this year? Frida, this is something that you sent to me yesterday, seemed very excited about.
Right.
What was it that excited you?
Okay, so this is an article written by Korean branding expert Wendy Weiner. Well, she came up with the suggestions. It was written by Lindsay Tiger. So it's review time. All of us are going through our reviews. Mm-hmm. And of course, we always want an increase in paycheck and all that. And sometimes it's not workable, right? Or we never get the amount we want.
Yeah.
Admit it. Okay. So while unfortunate and disappointing, you shouldn't just throw in your hand and wear a white flag in defeat. So here's the thing that everyone talks about, this work-life balance and all that, right?
Yeah.
So what can you ask in replacement of money, right? And I was looking through it, and there are things that I've actually done, throughout my career as well.
Mm. All right.
One of which is professional development opportunities. So maybe you aren't currently eligible for an uptick in your take-home pay, be an investment in your skills are in the cards. So what you can suggest here is you can take up a leadership course, a technical class, a local college, a mini MBA, and get your company to, pay for it,
Pay for that,
and
yeah.
I think a lot of companies also contribute to HRDF. So look out for things that are applicable via HRDF, and your company will say, why not? It's really no, skin of their nose kind of thing. Mm. I remember years ago, I took up a coaching course with my previous company, and I said I wanted to get them to help pay for it because it was HRDF claimable, and they agreed with it. They were very clever as well. They paid, there were five modules to it. They paid for three and made me pay for two.
Mm.
So there was also a commitment, and I'm not just doing this for fun.
Right.
And, so I think that really helped me in my life, in my career.
Yeah.
So something to think about. The other thing is remote work, right? We were talking about working from home.
Mm.
So maybe that's something you can negotiate with your organization. Companies are looking at cutting down on office space and utilities. So that you can say maybe on Friday, that's where I won't do the heavy meetings, but that's the day I do other things as well. Everyone's happy. You don't have to do the traveling, especially on a weekend. And then, you're actually helping the company in the long run.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it says that Friday is a good idea. Here's another one, which I thought was really interesting. Startup funds.
This is the one that I find most interesting. Yeah.
Now, so if you happen to be in entrepreneur world, and we are in a business station, talk to your CEO and see if they're open-minded to your own forward-thinking aspirations. Right? I think one of the things that at BFM, we do encourage people to start their own thing as well.
Mm.
So instead of salary increment, talk about, putting up some startup funds, being an investor in your business or whatever. Mm. Hopefully that's open. I know that I've spoken to Malik ages ago when I wrote my first book and said, would you like to help? Because it was self-published, would you like to help? And he did.
Mm.
Right? So, I mean, sometimes you don't know if you don't ask that. And maybe that's something you think about. I like that one,
yeah.
Right? More paid time off. Also, that's a favorite for me.
It's funny, I spoke about this just outside the studio and I asked Arvin about, what would he like? And Arvin was like, every Friday off.
Mm.
Which, when you think about it, isn't that difficult a thing to do, really?
Yeah.
You know? I quite like that idea.
Right? So if I can't give you the increment, I'll give you a Friday day off.
Yeah.
Right? And, that's a way as well. Again, with you not turning up, you're saving in the company electricity, right?
Yeah.
So that's one. And the wellness at work, right? If you can't give you a larger income, they can contribute to your health. So I think that's one of the things that we're doing here, right?
Mm.
With the gym upstairs and the company, deducting every time we actually turn up at the gym.
Yeah.
And so that encourages to want to go to the gym. So there are many things, even from before, right? If we go for anything that is health related, they do try to reimburse. But maybe things right now that beyond physical health, mental health that they can contribute towards.
Yeah, Christine, I know you've got some opinions on this.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think I've been working enough to ask for like startup funds or anything like that. But I really love the idea of remote work because, you know, with the paid time off situation, I mean, that'd be great as well. But at the moment, I don't really have a lot of like other outside of work commitments. So for me, like remote work would be amazing because then maybe I could travel a little bit more as well. But I could still contribute and I could still do work at the same time. So it doesn't feel like I'm not being productive, essentially. And also, my sister has a similar kind of situation where she came back to Malaysia for a month and she actually worked for 2 weeks here, right? So it allowed her to kind of take off and spend some time with her family, but she was still technically working at the same time, which I thought was really, really like a nice arrangement as well for her.
Okay, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know what you think about this. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. It is the yearly review season, of course, depending on how well your review has gone. Instead of just asking for money, what other perks should you consider? Let us know about your suggestions, and we'll be right back after these messages. We've got some music coming up next from the Black Keys with Tighten Up. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.